Showing today's daf yomi is Nida daf mem test Nida 49. Back in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah had taught us a mem chesam and aleph. We learned that sometimes a female will have a simon tachton, and that's able to come without a simon elyon, and should be considered an adult, meaning to say if she has demonstrated signs of adulthood in her lower genitalia, then we say that even if her upper body is not developed, she's still considered an adult. However, we say that even if her upper body is developed, that's not necessarily the case, that her lower body is developed in a similar manner, and so therefore she wouldn't be an adult. So as a result of this, our Mishnah goes on a tangent and talks about situations where there might be one circumstance, and that will indicate that there will also be a second circumstance, but sometimes it'll be the second circumstance, and that means there might not have been the first circumstance. So says our Mishnah, moving from the anatomy of the body, it moves on to a pottery utensil. Says our Mishnah, Kayotziba, similar to the principles that we learned in the previous Mishnah, we learn another couple of cases, and we'll just look at the first one. Says our Mishnah, Kol Kli Charesh Shehu Machnis, any pottery utensil that if it has a hole in it, water or liquid is capable of entering into the utensil, then it's certainly the case that it is motzi. It's certainly the case that this utensil will also expel water, that water will go out through that hole. However, yesh shemotzi, it's also possible that there will be a utensil that is able to, water is able to seep out from it, from the utensil itself. However, the ein homachnis. However, this the liquid is not able to enter into it. So, if the liquid will enter into it, then for sure the utensil can also expel the liquid. But there will sometimes be a case where the hole will be so small that water will be able to seep out, but at the same time, water will not be able to enter into the utensil. And so, therefore, that's one of the principles that our Mishnah teaches us. So, what's the reason? Moving along, skipping the rest of the Mishnah, we move along to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, why do we care? Why do we care that if a utensil has a hole small enough to expel, it doesn't mean that it's enough for water to enter into it, but if it has water, if it's a hole large enough for water to enter into it, for sure it's big enough for it to expel water. What's the reasoning? So it says our Gemara, Machnis, that if the water is able to enter into a hole and enter into the utensil through a hole, then under those circumstances we say, Pasol l'mechatas, that if the water is able to enter into the utensil, we say that utensil that becomes prohibited for it to be able to hold with respect to the red heifer, that you're supposed to place the ashes of the red heifer into water that is called that the Chachamim call the mechatas, the water of the sin offering, because it acts as a purification process. The word chatas can mean purification. This sanctification needs to be done in a utensil when the ashes are placed into a utensil with water in it. It has to be a utensil that is considered to be a utensil by law, and therefore, if the hole that this utensil has is so large that water can enter into it, then it is no longer considered a utensil. And so too says the Gemara, the same law applies with the broken piece of a utensil. And if the broken piece of a utensil has a hole in it that's big enough that water can enter into it through that hole, then we say it's pasul, it's disqualified from being called a utensil, and also it's pasul mishum gistera. Gistera refers to the broken pieces of the pottery utensil. And generally speaking, we say in Meseches Kelim, chapter 2, Mishnah 2, that the broken pieces of the pottery utensil are able to contract tuma even after they break. And the reason is because those broken pieces, the shards, still have a use, because a person can place them under another utensil that has a hole in it. And so therefore, however, if the hole in this broken piece is so big that water can enter into it through that hole, it's not going to be considered to be able to become tameh. But if it's a complete hole, that there is a complete utensil, that there is a hole in it that water cannot enter into it, but it is motzi, but it is able to expel the water, then we say kosher l'mechatas. Then it would be kosher for this red heifer's water offering, because it's just able to the water can just get out, it can't get in. However, it would still remain pasul mishum gister, it would still remain prohibited for these shards. So says Rav Asi, shonin kuicheres shiuro bekones mashko. So we learn that when it comes to a pottery utensil, it's going to be prohibited to be, and saying it's no longer a utensil if the water is able to get into it. And when do we say that it's going to be prohibited and not capable of being used and losing its status as a broken piece? Only when it comes to expelling the water by a broken piece of shard, but not by the complete charis. And what's the reason why if the broken piece of pottery is a hole big enough just to expel water through it, for water to exit through it, that it's still going to lose its status as a utensil? So says the Talmud, my time amar marzucha b'reder of Nachman l'fisha ain omrim have a gistra ol a gistra. Because the whole reason why a gistra, a broken piece of pottery, doesn't lose its status as a utensil is because you could put it under a pot and it can receive the water. But we don't say we're going to put another broken piece under a broken piece. So therefore, we don't say a gistra for a gistra. And so therefore, if it has any hole in it whatsoever, it's no longer going to be valid. But we see from here, the Shulchan Aruch says that the same way that we say if a utensil has a hole in it, that water can get into it, it's no longer going to be capable, it's used for the ashes of the red heifer, so too you can't use it for netilas yadayim, for washing one's hand. In order to wash one's hands, one needs a cup that doesn't have a hole in it, otherwise it would be disqualified. That's the basis of our tractate.